Normally, when a Western Hockey League team comes out of training camp, much of the conversation with those in charge revolves around general positivity and a happy look forward to the preseason. While things went well for the most part for the Moose Jaw Warriors during their 2023 camp this past weekend, General Manager Jason Rippelinger wasn't completely satisfied with what he saw from his crew. And that means there will now be a little more competition for spots on the team than some players were expecting coming into the new campaign. It's been a real competitive camp. There are some players who made some jumps, but there are some veterans who right now, in my opinion, aren't pulling their weight, Rippelinger said Sunday afternoon during the Black-White intrasquad game. I'm a little disappointed and I'm not going to call them out, but I'm hoping to see a little more from our older players. That's what training camp is all about. Creating a situation where players who weren't as high on the list can challenge those who haven't improved at the level expected. 100%, Rippelinger said. We'll get some young guys, some 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds who played really well, guys like Pavel McKenzie who was really good. So there are going to be some hard decisions and that's the business. Of course, the news wasn't all bad for returning players. The NHL-drafted guys looked like NHL-drafted guys, for example, and there were some returnees who looked every part like they're going to make some waves this season. Defenseman Matthew Gallant was one in particular who stood out to Rippelinger. I think he's made a big jump, he said. Last year he had a chance to play a little more than he was playing and I think he came in this year looking like he worked really hard this summer. It's great to see he put that work in and he's proven he can play in the top four now. When it comes to Columbus Blue Jackets prospect Denton Mateychuk, Seattle Kraken prospect Jagr Furkus and Pittsburgh Penguins prospect Braden Yeager, well, it wouldn't be surprising to see them get a long look when NHL camps begin in mid-September. That's what Rippelinger was expecting and the fact they were utterly dominant at times was of little surprise. As far as we go this year is as far as they take us, Rippelinger said. You don't want to put all the pressure on them, but they're our best players and every night if we're going to win, they're going to have to be our best players. One thing that has become a trend in recent years is the level of physical play in training camp. While there were a handful of big hits here and there, there were no fights whatsoever as that style of game continues to fall by the wayside. At time it was good and at times it was a little dull, too, Rippelinger said. The guys had been on the ice a lot, and it gets a bit tiring. Then the way hockey is now, most of these kids know each other coming in, so you're not going to see too many fights and stuff like that. But for the most part one thought the guys played hard. The goaltending situation was ironed out a bit, with Jackson Unger, 18, remaining the de facto starter. He'll be joined by 17-year-olds Dimitri Fortin and Joshua Bonini for the start of the season, with all three netminders having played well during camp. They've had their moments and right now all three are going to compete for the starting job and the backup job, Rippelinger said. It's Jackson's job, but I'm hoping those young goalies will push him to be even better. Rippelinger had the hard part of his job to deal with after the Black-White game, though many of his immediate personnel decisions were set in stone thanks to the WHL 15-year-old rule. After the game we'll release 10 to 13 players, and a lot of them will be 15-year-olds since it's time for them to get back to their U18 teams, Rippelinger said. Then we'll practice this week and make some decisions before the first game against Swift Current. Warriors will next be in action on Thursday night when they travel to Speedy Creek for their first preseason game. The two teams will then play a neutral site exhibition game in Assiniboia on Saturday, are in Brandon on Saturday, September 15, and play their lone home preseason game on Saturday, September 16 when the Wheat Kings are in town.